And Clint, he'd be talking, and Mr. a legend by itself. He the things he's done, and I tell you what, I bet you there ain't too many kids out there at school. If they went to work with him one day, he'd have to be on their butt all day to do something, and make them do it because they couldn't keep up with him. Yeah. I mean, he would be after them because he's so far ahead, working ahead of them, it's not funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets up, I think, 6 o'clock every morning, something like that. You know, he gets up early. And, like, we went to barbecue a hog. I had a hog, and I was going to help him do his. He'd already went up to the wood, up to Thompson, Lincoln, cut down a whole truckload of trees, brought them back, and dumped them on the ground. And we supposed to come by at 5 o'clock that morning, you know, to get the fires and the ashes going, and then we're going to, you know, fix pigs up and stick them on the pit. And we got there about 4:30. We was going to wait out in the yard. He got up. Shoot, he'd already gotten up, had half the wood burnt and ashes scattered around, and he was fixing stuff up for his hash. And he done took his blocks and built the pit and everything else. This is 80-something years old now.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, I said, well, shoot. And he wants me to do another one this coming year. What he wants is, because I got such a good deal on a hog, he wants me to go help and find him one too. Uh-huh. And I probably will do it, but he's good. I'll tell you what, his hogs, when he barbecues, I bet you within an hour, everything he has is sold out that he wants to sell. That's how good he does it. And he likes hot
mm-hmm.
sauce. And he'll make it so hot, your eyes water, you know, your tongue will hang out. You know, he'll just about kill you. And he'd give me a bowl of it, you know. And I try it, boy. And he likes it that way. And then what else does he do? He takes I tell you what, he makes such good hash. He said he run out of meat to throw in there. You know, they throw everything in there. Mm-hmm. Everything. If you saw what went in it, you probably wouldn't eat it. I mean, seriously. Uh-huh. He said his best year was, said he run out of chickens and stuff to throw in there, and hog head and eyes and brains and all that other stuff. He said he run out of stuff, went looking through the freezer, and there was 5 rabbits in there that he killed last year. So he just took them out, chopped them up, throw them in there. So that people come back and say that was the best hash he ever made. You know, they throw anything and everything in there. Chop and grind up, he's got a grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw it in there. They're hell, boy. and all, but let's see. Then there was Mr. Rowe. Now, Mr. is, he's dead. He died off pallbearer not too long ago. He was he's a Jehovah's Witness, didn't believe in Christmas and all this, you know, didn't have that and all. And he was held, he owned a pretty good bit of that neighborhood up there, because he'd buy up anything. He was so smart, Mr. electronically.
Mm-hmm.
He worked over at the bomb plant. He, like this nutcracker thing, he had that years before it even became anything. He invented that years, I bet he invented it maybe 25 years ago. I mean, he had used it, but he never patented nothing.
Yeah.
And let me tell you some stuff. He worked over at the bomb plant, and he devised a system over there that when you walked through the door, you could tell how much radiation you had on your body.
Hmm.
And the bomb plant patented it, you know, and they use it today over there, you know, at the bomb plant. Let's see what else. He made, at his house, he made a thing, a solar system that heats all the water in his house.
Oh, yeah?
And his house up during the cold months, you know? Mm-hmm. He devised that, so he got free water, he had a well. So he had, when the power would run out because electricity was shut off, something struck a line or just cut down, he got in, he devised up a generator. It run his whole house. He was the only person in the house lit up. I mean, in the neighborhood, the house would be lit up by light. It was nothing for him to sit down with he always carried a notebook around. It'd be full of figures. He's all the time working on something, or planning on something, or thinking of something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all the time either building something.